Hello, it's Dr. Jeff with another episode of Talk Healthy Today. This episode, I will be discussing TMJ. Many of us have it and have even been diagnosed with it, but many of us still know nothing about what to do about it. Today, we'll chat about some of the possible ways of getting it under control. Better Nutrition presents Talk Healthy Today, brought to you by Europharma. Visit them at europharmausa.com.
Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Talk about getting healthy. This is the place. You're listening to Talk Healthy Today with Dr. Jeffrey Burke.
Most of us have experienced a jaw that pops when we yawn. But imagine having pain and even stiffness every time you open your mouth. That's what people with TMJ problems experience, formerly known as temporomandibular joint disorders experience. Now we call it TMJ. You can understand why. Today we're going to talk about, well, we'll get the lowdown on how TMJ works and what can go wrong with this situation and what could make it worse. And let's talk about this critical joint that connects your jawbone to your skull. Plus, we'll talk about the many ways from dietary supplements to relaxation techniques that can help us relieve the pain and improve joint function naturally. It is a sore problem for many of us. I had it years ago when I was going to college, and back then they really didn't have a lot of natural alternatives available. They said it was a stress situation, and my jaws were so sore in the morning, and I had to wear a bite splint. And I'm not sure if anybody was familiar with that. And, you know, we grit our teeth at night. Sometimes people are bruxers, they call it, which can actually cause TMJ and also wearing down of your teeth. And a bite splint is like a bleaching tray, only it's very firm and hard, and you snap it onto your bottom or top teeth, and as your teeth maybe grit side by side, they glide, and they no longer put a strain on the jaw. And that was one of the things that, you know, I had to deal with when I was younger, but, you know, I somehow grew out of it, and I wore it for many, many years, and got to the point when I just didn't experience as much anymore. So when people talk about TMJ, some of the signs and symptoms can include, you know, pain or tenderness of your jaw, pain in one or both of the temporomandibular joints, aching pain in and around your ear, difficulty chewing or pain while chewing, facial pain. Also, locking of the joint, making it actually difficult to open or close your mouth. TMJ disorders can also cause a clicking sound or a grating sensation when you open your mouth or chew. But if there's no pain or limitation of movement associated with your jaw clicking, you probably don't need treatment for a TMJ disorder. Now, when do we see a doctor for this? Well, we need to seek medical attention if you have persistent pain and tenderness in your jaw, or if you cannot open your jaw or close your jaw completely. That's when you see your doctor, preferably your dentist or a TMJ specialist, to talk about treatments. So when it comes to the causes, the temporomandibular joint, TMJ, combines a hinge action with sliding motions. The parts of the bones that interact in the joint are covered with cartilage and are separated by a small shock-absorbing disc, which normally keeps the movement smooth. Painful TMJ can occur if the disc erodes or moves out of its proper alignment, the joint's cartilage is damaged by arthritis, or the joint is damaged by a blow or another object, or impact, or accident. These things, you know, are still up in the air because the real cause of TMJ disorders isn't completely clear. Factors that increase the risk of developing TMJ include various types of arthritis, such as rheumatoid arthritis and osteoarthritis, jaw injury, long-term chronic grinding, bruxing, or cleansing of the teeth, certain connective tissue diseases that damage the joint. But many of these are things that we probably are, well, maybe still guessing at along the way. Because it is a hinge that connects your jaw to the temporal bones of your skull, which are in front of each ear, it lets you move your jaw up and down and side to side so you can talk and chew and yawn. Problems with your jaw and the muscles in your face that control it are known as temporomandibular disorders, or TMD. But you may hear it wrongly called TMJ sometimes, always, but it's one or the other. Now, we remember that the grinding and the clenching of the teeth happens when we're under a lot of stress. It happens a lot to people that are, you know, not learning how to relax, people that carry a lot of stress in the back of their neck. They go to bed very stressed, people that are have a very hard time falling asleep at night. It usually does happen to people that are under more stressful conditions. Not always, but you can usually tell somebody that's going through a lot of stress when they start rubbing the sides of their face. People that are prone to a lot of headaches and carry a lot of stress in their neck that cause more headaches, which we've talked about before. I've seen people that actually had their jaw lock from the tightness and had to actually go to the doctor because the jaw was locked in place. They couldn't either open it or close it any more than where it was locked in that position. Sometimes we'll also have trouble chewing. A sudden uncomfortable bite as if the upper and lower teeth are not fitting together properly. And sometimes we'll even have swelling, the swelling on the side of the face. Also, toothaches, headaches, neck aches, dizziness, earaches, hearing problems, upper shoulder pain, ringing in the ears like tinnitus. These are all different things that may be associated with the TMJ situation. I think also arthritis is a factor. I think osteoarthritis and osteoporosis can also be a factor because we do lose bone mass in our joint of our jaw as we get older, people that are losing bone mass. And sometimes we lose bone mass in the sides of our jaw. And that can also be a factor. You know, a lot of people think that osteoporosis is something that you only see in the neck and the back with the hump, the Dowager's hump in the back. But no, we can lose bone everywhere through the body, in our legs and our ribs, our pelvis, you know, all different kinds of things. You know, so we have to make sure that we are, as we get older, protecting our bones. And if we think it's an issue, trying to get a bone density test done to make sure that our bone density is good. And if you don't think it's an issue, you'll be surprised. I was talking with a 33-year-old about 6 months ago, and she had had major problems with her bones, and we knew she had osteoarthritis, and she was treating that and doing well in her joints, but then she was having actual problems in the bones, and she found out that she had severe osteoporosis. They said she had the bones of a 70-year-old woman. They found out that some of the medications she was on was actually causing bone loss, so they had to make some dramatic differences, and she had to go on some of the bone density drugs, and then she started using a lot of the natural alternatives that are available, and she's been able to really make a dramatic difference in the density of her bones. I mean, they basically told her at that point in time, don't do anything where you have a chance of snapping or breaking a bone because they had actually become so brittle. So we have to make sure that we are doing everything we possibly can do to keep our bones healthy. You know, remember there was a time when we didn't take any minerals until we got older because we didn't think we needed them. But boy, it's a big difference today. The food that we're eating, the soils are eroded, even the vegetables and fruits that we're consuming, the amount of minerals, usable minerals that we get in our food supply today, even if we're trying to eat as healthy as we can, is going to be very, very compromised. So we don't get the benefit like we used to. So how do we deal with this TMJ situation? One of the most common symptoms of this is a headache, similar to the one that would be felt when a cloth would be tightly tied around the head for one time, like a circular headache around the band. And it's something that a lot of people do notice. Any pain can be frustrating when it's chronic pain, refusing to go away. You know, after a while, we start having problems with being depressed and having anxiety. People that have TMJ deal with a lot of pain on a regular basis. You know, so stress and trauma and anxiety. We know that osteoarthritis, like I just talked about, sometimes it's a birth defect. Sometimes it's an alignment problem. Sometimes it's due to the spinal alignment issues. I've had people that have gone to very successful chiropractors in the past and got their alignment back in again and their TMJ went away. And there are people also that are doing different kinds of sports activities where the head and the neck and the jaw could be moved in different directions, you know, and we may not think anything about it at all, and we may end up having TMJ due to those kind of blows to the jaw. Sometimes we may just think that we're just kind of move our jaw back and forth a little bit, but, you know, the long-term effects can be a problem. I talk to young kids that are doing biking events and motocross and not anything like where they're hitting each other, where there's like extreme sports or boxing, nothing like that. But I've seen it in kids with football. I've seen it in kids that are playing rugby and I've seen kids that are actually doing biking events where they're having, you know, spinouts and crashes, you know. So you do need to keep, you know, the alignment and you do need to be aware especially when you start experiencing these TMJ symptoms. There are exercises that are available for TMJ. Many of them can be recommended by your dentist. Better ways of helping to align and strengthen the jaw and take off some of the stress. Very, very effective. Relaxation exercises for the jaw and the spine. And learning how to relax our body in general can make a dramatic difference. Exercises that relax the spinal cord and the nervous system are also very beneficial for TMJ. I know people that have actually gone into yoga and learned how to meditate and really relax their body. And when they've done that, they've been able to relax the spine, relax the shoulders and the neck. And the TMJ has become more and more tolerable to the point when it's not irritating them every day. Did you know that dehydration causes muscle cramps in the neck and the shoulders and the mandibular joints? It's therefore really important to make sure that you're staying hydrated. You know, every year as we leave the summer months, when people visibly see the signs of dehydration, in the summer we drink lots and lots of water. Why? Well, you ask anybody, they'll say, because I'm hot. You know, I feel the heat, I'm sweating, you know, I just feeling the summer, you know, I drink more water. But then we start to cool down. And those visible signs that we're used to seeing, sweating and just being out in the sun and heat stroke and sunstroke and all those kind of things, they start to go away. So automatically, we stop feeling the dehydration symptoms that we think are the only ones. So we stop drinking as much water. But I think a lot of us don't realize that in the winter, going from the heat to the cold to the heat to the cooler and wearing more clothing, sweating under your clothing, wearing and using more blankets, having the heat on in the house, we actually have more dehydration in the winter. And our symptoms of dehydration are a little bit different than they are in the summer. In the summer, we sweat a lot and we're hot and our face is warm. We need water. In the winter, it's urinary tract infections, bladder and kidney infections, dry, dry skin, aging of the skin, and believe it or not, intensifying things like neck pain, joint pain, and TMJ. So the role of this and the bottom line is to drink your 8 to 10 glasses of water every day, all year long. Hydration is not seasonal. Hydration is something that we need to do every single day to give our body what it needs to keep that moisture level going. Severe constipation problems happen in the winter. And the reason that they do is because people are so severely dehydrated. They don't even have enough moisture to make a good stool, and they get constipated, and the stool gets hard, and we get impactions of the bowel. Water. Easy thing to do. Hardest thing for us to stick to. One of my favorite nutrients to use during this time of the year and year-round, actually, and especially when dealing with muscle problems and TMJ, is magnesium. Magnesium is extremely important. Deficiencies can lead to muscle spasms, and it can also lead to irritation of the muscles and inflammation. I find that when I use my magnesium every single night, not only do I relax and sleep better, but my muscles relax better. You can find them in a lot of foods, things like almonds and avocados and Brazil nuts and cashews, believe it or not, dark chocolate, dry roasted peanuts, low-fat yogurt, molasses, oatmeal, pumpkin, great time of year for that, roasted soybeans, sesame butter, watermelon seeds, any of the wheat products, whole milk, walnuts. A lot of these foods I eat every day, they're all very high in magnesium, but they do make a dramatic difference. They relax the muscles. You know, I have many friends that work in the emergency rooms at some of the biggest hospitals in the country. And, you know, for many, many years, people would come in and they would have, you know, muscle problems or inflammation. And the first thing they do is they give them a bag of potassium, you know, and saline with potassium in it. And it was really interesting. I was talking to a cardiologist on the East Coast. And he said, you know, it was really interesting, Jeff. He goes, we had these people coming in and we were giving them the potassium, but they were still cramping up like crazy. And he said, and just for the heck of it, one day, I'd just done a class and they were talking about magnesium. He goes, I started adding magnesium to the saline bags and the muscles completely relaxed and things like heart arrhythmia settled down and, you know, and stress and anxiety balanced out. And I said, you know, magnesium is a mineral that most people are deficient on. He said, yes, I know. He said, but when you test magnesium levels, the test only shows the magnesium in the blood. It doesn't show the deficiency in the muscle. It doesn't show the deficiency in the heart. It doesn't show the deficiency in the rest of the body. So many times they'll test the blood and it'll show fine for magnesium, but the person could still be very, very deficient. And I said, so how often do you bring the magnesium in now? He says, most of the time. He says, I find that most people that come in to the emergency room can benefit from the magnesium. So I think that's really amazing because that was a big step. And I know a lot more doctors and a lot more trauma doctors are now starting to administer magnesium rather than just potassium and saline. Because many times the potassium can make a difference. And many of us still have that mentality that leg cramps, potassium is the only thing that we have a deficiency of. But guess what? It's not. It's magnesium as well. And in many cases, it's magnesium. I think one of the other things we have a problem with as well with TMJ is our posture. We have a tendency to hunch over. We put a lot of strain on the back of our shoulder and our neck. Many of us are in sitting positions where we're hunched over a keyboard or we're doing paperwork or we're typing and we're hunched over, restricting a lot of blood flow to the shoulders. This is why I'm an advocate of massage. I'm a big advocate of cold packs on the back of the neck when you're having flare-ups and even on the side of the jaws. And if you don't have a cold pack, believe it or not, some frozen corn or frozen peas in a bag can make a dramatic difference. So, you know, it doesn't have to be something difficult, just a little bit of something getting back to basics. You know, a nice hot shower before bedtime and taking your magnesium can make a dramatic difference in the pain in your jaw first thing in the morning and during the night. You know, it can also make a big difference in leg problems and leg cramps and the rest of your body that may be hurting. So, you know, something else to definitely keep in mind. Remember, stay up to date on each and every show by liking our Facebook page or follow us on Instagram or Twitter and let us know what your favorite healthy habit is and then listen in. You might just hear it here mentioned on the show. For more information on understanding TMJ and other health and wellness topics, check out my favorite magazine, Better Nutrition, at your local health food store, packed with well-researched articles, recipes, and tips. It's an indispensable resource for healthy living. Pick up your copy today. Some ideas about some books you might want to take a look at in a webpage, Breakaway, the new method for treating chronic headaches, migraines, and TMJ without medication by Dr. Fred Abels. Also, the website of the week, this is an easy one, TMJ.org, TMJ.org. Isn't it amazing how many of these things are now hitting us at a younger age? I remember growing up when many of these things started to bother us, but we were much, much older when we were experiencing it. It wasn't us. We were too young. You know, it was an older people situation. Well, the world has changed. The way we eat, the way we live, our posture, the way we sleep, our vices, our good habits, our bad habits, our procrastination, our lack of organization. I mean, many things that we do every single day are affected and realized in our body, and then we experience a lot of these things. Don't forget about some of the natural homeopathic remedies that are out there as well, and some of the herbal remedies. Beside magnesium, kava is something that I love, and you can take that at bedtime. There are many, many different products that you can use at night to help you sleep and relax. Sometimes we just don't know how to shut down. And if you're one of those people that lay in bed every night and the clock is ticking and your mind is running and you're creating scenarios, how can you relax? That's adding more stress, more tension, more clenching, more teeth bruxing, more gritting. And how can you feel better when you're experiencing that every single day? You can't. So we need to relax at night. We need to make sure that we're increasing a general amount of good fruits and vegetables in the diet. Liberal intake of fruits is beneficial in TMJ and all its symptoms and for keeping us healthy. We know that smoking restricts blood flow, and it's known to aggravate TMJ pain. Avoid eating and using crunchy things that need a lot of chewing when you're TMJ, like maybe too many nuts, you know, might be a problem. It might be a good idea to grind them up in your smoothie to get the benefit, but sometimes over-chewing and chewing gum, probably the worst thing that you can do when you have TMJ. Reassess your sleeping pillows. Try using a neck support pillow or a cervical pillow, very helpful in TMJ as well. And the other thing is, learn how to balance your stress. And I think many of us just don't know how to decompress. Actually, I think most of us don't know how to decompress. For whatever reason, we have a tendency to just, you know, push ourselves so hard, and then we end up having a jaw fest in pain because of the stress. You know, I talk to people all the time about different things, and many of them have the whole combination, the whole plethora, if you will. They've got neck pain and cranial pain and headaches and jaw pain and under the jaw pain. And I think a lot of them just have to learn how to decompress and de-stress themselves. Many of them go in for chiropractic adjustments, and a good chiropractor can make a dramatic difference in the adjustment of the shoulder and the spine and the back and the head and the neck. And that's why I go. You know, it makes a big difference to go to a chiropractor because I get out of alignment. I do internalize all my stress. I keep it all in the back of my neck, and that's why I have 50 years worth of history of migraine headaches, because when you internalize your stress and you don't balance it out like you should and don't get those releases either through exercise or chiropractic or massage or reflexology, you do pay the price. But then we all get busy and life gets in our way. We just have to have another flare up. And sometimes that's a really good reminder why we need to stay on top of this and not put it on the back burner. So ask yourself, do you have difficulty opening your mouth? Do you have a lot of facial pain, neck pain, pain in more than one tooth or shoulder pain? Is it painful to chew and yawn and open your mouth widely? Does your jaw ever get stuck, open or closed? Do you grind your teeth? Do you clench your teeth? Have you noticed any teeth, especially the eye teeth, wearing down? And do your jaw muscles feel tender? And are there clicking, popping sounds? If these are things that you're answering yes to, it's a good idea to get to a really good dentist. And if your dentist has to send you to a TMJ specialist, that's good as well. Look into a really good, well-represented chiropractor, someone that you know that is up to date on all the new different kinds of adjustments and even some of the new machines that are available through chiropractic. Get yourself a good long-term, you know, someone who's been in the field a long time with a lot of experience chiropractor. Find yourself a great massage therapist, someone who knows how to work the neck and the shoulders and the stress areas really well. Someone that can maybe do some trigger point. You can also look into things like acupuncture, very, very effective for TMJ and also neck and jaw and headache problems. And don't forget about reflexology. It's like all the things that are going wrong with our entire body end up at the bottom of our feet. And I find out that sometimes some of the best de-stressing comes from the bottom of the body up. So definitely keep in mind reflexology. Sometimes laying back and having your feet worked on and breaking up those calcium deposits can do a lot for the actual energy, posture, and balance of the body. If your body's out of alignment, I mean, you're going to have trouble all the way through. I have a really dear friend that just went in for chiropractic, and she's been suffering for a long time and just using pain medicine but doing nothing. And she went in. With over a month, she went in for like 6 massages. She went in for about 8 or 9 adjustments. She also had reflexology done. She was using cold packs on the back of her neck. And after about a month of treatments, she is better than she has been in probably 20 years. And she'll be the first to tell you that she will always take care of herself now because she has been suffering verbally to the public, but in silence for a lot longer than she actually opened her mouth and said anything to anyone. But it just got to be so bad. The chiropractor found a way to give her in line. Her alignment was completely off. And once she got her massages done and started to release some of that extreme stress that she had, it made a difference. She's now walking every single night, got good corrective shoes, and she's walking every night and doing amazing. I wonder how long she would have been able to keep going, you know, under those extreme amounts of pain and pressure. But, you know, a lot of us do it every single day. We go through extreme amounts of stress. We don't know how to decompress and get our stress under control. We carry it from day to day to day. And before you know it, we are completely living in overwhelm. We carry that stress in our back, in our shoulders, in our neck. Just look at the amount of TV commercials today that are talking about back pain, neck pain, joint pain, muscle pain. Why? Because they know that most people are walking around like that and doing nothing about it and looking for some kind of a quick fix, when we need to probably look at the big picture and see if it's alignment and see if it's something that has to be looked at professionally. Sometimes a lot of our self-treatment might just spin the wheels a little bit, and we may need to get some professional, you know, looking out for ourselves and have somebody help us on a little bit more of a clinical level. And then once we're under control, take control with good diet and exercise and massage and yoga and all those wonderful things. TMJ is a rough situation. I suffered with it for about a decade, and the bite splint made a dramatic difference. but my jaw was really, really sore. But I ground my teeth down enough that in my early 50s, I had to have my teeth done. I mean, I now have veneers and bridges and caps and all different kinds of things because I let it go for so long that I really did a number on my teeth because I never wanted to address that I was gritting or bruxing my teeth. I don't know why. I just did it, but I ended up paying the price for it and losing a lot of good sleep and being in a lot of pain and discomfort. So if you feel the TMJ is an issue, get it looked at. Check it out. And make sure that you're getting the attention that you need. And then do a little research. And make sure that you always have information at your fingertips. Don't forget to pick up your copy of Better Nutrition magazine at local health food stores. It is packed with well-researched articles, recipes, and tips. And it's an indispensable resource for healthy living. Make sure to pick your copy up today. And don't forget to visit EuropharmaUSA.com. They have an amazing product called Curamin that I recommend a lot for all different kinds of pain. Everywhere in the body and reducing inflammation. And if you wanted to use something like that for TMJ, you're going to do well. Neck pain, joint pain, muscle pain, arthritis, all of them in a wonderful natural way. It's called Curamin. Boy, I'll tell you what, they do it right. And it's a product that I recommend every single day. I hope you'll take the time to take a look at yourself and really take care of yourself and stop putting it on the back burner. There are no guarantees out there. We don't know how long we're going to be here. So let's be here in the best health we possibly can. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Burke. This is the Talk Healthy Today show on Radio MD, brought to you by Europharma. Visit them at europharmausa.com. For more information on this and all of my show segments, remember to go to my radio show page at radiomd.com. Look for the Talk Healthy Today show for the on-demand podcast of the show, available at the RadioMD.com webpage. I thank you all for listening. Have a great day and stay well.